Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Figuring Out Fanfiction. It's surreal to actually be in front of the computer with my microphone, with a recorder right here. It really feels different, and I haven't done anything like this in a while. But at the same time, I really can't wait to show you what I have in store for this incredibly random project that I decided to take up because I was thinking about fanfiction so much in the past few weeks. Let me introduce myself. My name is Leonza Reyes, and I'll be your host for this podcast. I'm what you could call a reformed fanfiction writer, aka someone who wrote fanfiction for a long time and now who mostly reads it, but will never, ever, ever admit that in real life. So yes, I still read it now and then. I have a variety of places where I read it from, and that is just as much as I will admit out in broad daylight. You will probably never catch me saying that anywhere else except on this podcast, unless you were someone really close to me. So I'm a grad student at UNC Chapel Hill, where I'm studying for a master's degree in information science. I have a degree in broadcast journalism from Syracuse University, where I graduated from college in 2020. And I own a small business called Lines by Leonza, where I write custom poetry and frame it for your personal space. It's a bit of a long story how to really explain what I sell, but here's a quick plug if you want to understand it more. My business Instagram is at Lines by Leonza. My website is also coming soon, so when I get there, I'll definitely plug that in as well. Now back to the podcast. If you're someone who has never interacted with fanfiction or knows anyone who interacts with it or just knows what it is in general, honestly, I'm kind of jealous of you because it's so hard to avoid this really strange and complex world that can be equal parts very ugly, very strange, like I said, but at the same time, kind of beautiful. And so for my listeners out there who are still finding out what this means, think of fanfiction like this. So let's dissect the word fanfiction, right? Fan and fiction. That should tell you a lot about its meaning. It means fan-written fiction, perhaps of a beloved TV show, movie, or book. What matters the most is that fanfiction takes a step outside of what its original creators created. So for example, maybe you didn't like who the main character ended up with at the end, or maybe you want to explore the antagonist's mysterious past, or, okay, you know, scrap everything that is in that world and write a 50-chapter piece reimagining the entire cast as high school students. Fan fiction is anyone's game. There are no age limitations, language restrictions, or formatting rules. It has its own lingo. It has its own community. It has literally its own world. Like I said earlier, I wrote a lot of fan fiction when I was growing up. I was a bit of a nerdy kid, mostly fascinated with Harry Potter and Percy Jackson. So I would read and write fics, which is, now that I think about it, I probably consumed so much of that fan fiction, probably more than what the average person might deem as healthy. Because of that, I now always stare at a computer screen, and I'm more comfortable now with a computer screen than with a book, like a physical book, but that's kind of embarrassing to admit out loud. So we're going to move forward from that. It's been a little more than a decade now since I last sat down and opened a Word document and wrote fan fiction, but I still really much feel the impact of what I read, what I wrote on a daily basis. So I will admit fan fiction is embedded to who I am as a writer and even as a person. Recently, I've reflected on how to see fan fiction through other lenses, like what it looked like beyond how I read the story on a screen. Like, what are the legal implications of fan fiction? Does this community have a broader impact on popular culture than we think? And that's what I really want to explore on this podcast. It might be strange to think how something fan-made, how something like a teenager on Tumblr could have changed the fabric of society, but let's not jump to conclusions. This podcast will expand 10 episodes, looking into each of these lenses curiously and comprehensively. Now, the 10 episodes isn't going to be a set number. I've already had a few people suggest possible topics to me, And so that's a bit of a flexible number, but right now I have 10 definitely planned episodes. I'll be inviting guests along the show who are experts in their field who can provide a unique insight into this absolutely boundless universe of fan fiction. Now, fan fiction takes up a lot of forms. There is fan art, fan podcasts, yes, fan podcasts like what I'm doing right now. There's fan videos and typed stories that are published on websites. For the purpose of narrowing down what we talk about without getting too broad, we'll be focusing on that last one in particular. So some quick terminology before we get the show kicking. Fic is shorthand for fanfic, which is specifically the published fanfiction story on a website written by one particular writer. Fandom, on the other hand, refers to the specific universe where the story occurs. So this spans every media type. This could be a movie, a book, a comic, even music. So that could be within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, for example, or within the TV show Scandal. For example, those are just examples. Fanfiction stories are published on an array of websites, but the ones I'll be specifically mentioning here a lot, which are really popular ones, are known as archiveofourown.org, fanfiction.net, and wattpod.com. The social media outlet Tumblr is also used for posting fanfics as well, which I might mention now and then. So that's the summary of what you need to know for now. Over time, believe me, you will learn all new kinds of vocabulary words. If you want to check out these words in advance, I've linked a link below in my description for this episode to a terminology list about fanfiction and all of its little bits and pieces. I also linked the specific publishing websites that I just mentioned as well. But outside your usual dictionary learning, does fanfiction break barriers for readers and writers alike? Next week, I'll be exploring how fanfiction is used as a tool of representing invisible communities in the works of fiction, specifically the LGBTQ and the trans community. Professor James Warwood of the University of Wisconsin at Madison will be joining us. Their specific research is about LGBTQ and trans rhetoric, and they'll be talking about what they think is the most important parts of considering fan fiction as a way of increasing representation for an invisible community. If you want to email questions for the next episode or send comments or reviews about this podcast, write me at figuringoutfanfiction@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.